of course.
It seemed like the start was probably what you guys wanted. I mean, just in terms of limiting them, and then obviously the two goals in the second period. But was that the way you guys wanted to start the game?
So we had to start the game. You know, I mean, I think you understand you're playing the number one team in the country, and you just got to keep the puck in front of you at all times. I thought we did a really good job with that, really for two periods. You know, obviously when they got some power plays into 4-on-4 and even our own power play, they're going to get a lot of open ice and they're going to attack, and that's a difficult way to beat them. Got to play 5-on-5. And so, unfortunately, shot ourselves in the foot on our power play, shot ourselves in the foot in the third period a few times. That took some penalties that we shouldn't have taken, and that just drains the guys, you know. I mean, because killing is hard, and I guess anyone, but killing is really hard against them. And the guys that we used to kill, you know, get tired.
When the two shorthanded goals, I guess, what did you see? It seemed like they just got the puck behind the D a couple times, and one of them breakaway, I think the other was a 2-on-1, but obviously,
yeah,
I you'd like to see that.
I thought in the power play we played a little slow. It was weird. Like, we've actually been attacking more than we did tonight. We played a little bit slow, gave them, with their energy, outwork us, and, you know, they broke away for a couple, obviously, great A chances, ended up in the net.
Goal-wise for you tonight, you had a little depth. Some guys that, you know, usually don't find their names in the goal column. Frank had one, Dev had one, Denny had one early in the third period there. What's that, you know, do for you guys getting a little depth scoring now going into the most important time of the season when you need guys to contribute at all times?
Yeah, I think it gives those guys a little shot of adrenaline, a little confidence. And, you know, even Luke's goal at the end, you know, it matters. You know, it doesn't matter in this particular game, but it matters in his mindset and how he's feeling going into our next game. And I thought that, you know, those guys all played well. Every guy you just mentioned played a solid game. And honestly, I thought our team did for most of the game. But in the critical times, they took it to us a little bit.
Coach, do you feel like over this little stretch, this past stretch, do you feel like you guys have been trending more upwards in the sense of, you know, the past, you know, maybe that 7-game losing streak, but do you feel like more now heading into the playoffs, you guys have more momentum, so to speak?
It's tough tonight to really look at that just because we had the lead and lost it, but I think our team is, you know, we've dealt with a lot, and I think our guys have played pretty darn well. And I know we lost 7 in a row, and I thought we were playing okay, especially the last 4 of those games. And, you know, I really like this team, and I love our effort. And I thought we gave that again tonight. We just weren't able to overcome. But I think we're trending in the right direction. I'm hopeful that we can, you know, go over the top and be ready to go Wednesday.
What's the plan look like for the next couple of days? Obviously, a little bit different with the Wednesday night game. But you guys have had some midweek games over the course of the year, too. So it's just what's the kind of the outlook over the next couple of days, plan-wise?
You know, we're going to meet tomorrow as a team, and we'll go over what our, you know, what our plan is moving into the weekend, into the week, and make sure we're ready to go for that. You know, we've got to get the guys here. With a game on Wednesday, I think, you can't really give them the day off. They got to be active a little bit tomorrow. Nothing heavy, but just a little activity. And we'll do that, and then we'll meet later on after that.
Just real quick, senior night, just your thoughts on Feltz, Jeff, and Zach, and all that they've been able to contribute to the program, and also the grad students, too, that are going to be, you know, that just played their final game here at Lawler in their collegiate career.
Yeah, no, I was almost emotional. You know, just because those guys have meant so much to this program. And as I said to them in the locker room, when they decided to come, we weren't a very good hockey club. And we weren't even chasing, you know, the championship or anything like that. You know, even close. They came, and I think they changed the direction. And they gave everything they had. You know, every single one of those guys gave everything they had. And they've done it for 4 years, sometimes some of them 5 years. And I'm just proud that I got the opportunity to coach them.